There is a majority consensus that when somebody dies, that they all go to heaven, that hell is reserved only for the worst elements of society, the serial killers and the sociopaths. Hell is just for really evil people who deserve to go there. That's what most folks believe. Most folks believe that God keeps a scale at heaven's gate, and when you die, you get on that scale. And if your good works outweigh the bad, then the gates of heaven swing wide open to accept you, because it is common knowledge that everyone goes to heaven when they die. That's what people think. All the movie stars are up there, and all the rock stars are up there, even though they live like the devil while on earth. The happiness they brought their fans by their talent far outweighs any bad they did in life. That's how folks think. You just listen to them when one of their own dies and they say, well, he's up in heaven now, entertaining God. And the common folks have a funeral, no matter what religion they are. They will say at the grave, she's out of pain now, or old Joe is no longer suffering now. When the reality is, if they could put a microphone way down and tunnel it down into the core of the earth, they could hear old Joe screaming his guts out in a devil's hell. People foolishly believe that good people go to heaven, but good people don't go to heaven. Only forgiven people get to go there. You must be washed in the blood of Christ Jesus. But people think because their family member or friend was nice to them and they were honest in life, that they will surely go to heaven when they die. But there are no nice people. And like the movie, All Dogs Go to Heaven, people think all folks go to heaven as well. But the sad reality is, most people go to hell. Few go to heaven. Jesus himself said so. In Matthew's Gospel in 7:14 we read, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But if you were to stop folks on the street and ask them if most people go to heaven when they die, they will affirm that most folks do, including themselves. They have a good opinion of themselves. They loved their earthly father, and he died. And because they loved him so, well, he surely must be in heaven. Or their spouse died, and you cannot convince them otherwise that their loved one is not in heaven. But people die outside Christ's blood and perish in a burning hell. Many mistake church membership for salvation. Many mistake good works and a good opinion of themselves for heaven. But they are ignorant of two main truths. They are ignorant about who they are, and they are ignorant about who God is. Men don't know the truth about themselves, that they have a ruined nature and a bent towards sin, and that when they were born in the likeness of fallen Adam, they come into this world in a ruined condition. And if they remain in their natural condition, they will certainly go down to hell when they die. That the book Job describes man in the worst of all terms. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water, meaning man can't get enough of sin. He's not satisfied looking at one picture of a naked woman on the internet. He has to drool over 1,000. He drinks sin like water. He laps it up like a thirsty dog. that man in his natural condition lies in a jail cell on death row under the condemnation of a broken law. He is but a guilty criminal awaiting the sentencing of the law. And unless God works a miracle in his rotten heart through grace, that man will surely go down to hell when he dies, no matter how many times he helped out a neighbor in need or showed love to his family. And secondly, they are ignorant about who God is. They think God is all love. They think God is tolerant toward their sin. They assume that their God would never send anybody to hell. But their God is not the God of the Bible. Their God is a figment of their own imagination. They don't know the God of justice. They are quite unfamiliar with the God who declares that he is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. They fail to realize that God will one day bring every mother's son into judgment. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, fallen mankind needs to know that God will take vengeance on all sin, and he will one day at a future judgment drop the straight plumb line of his law on man to measure him, to prove that sinful man cannot stand upright against that unbending law. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because man is a guilty sinner who has transgressed God's holy law, he's broken that law, and the sentencing of the law must be carried out upon all guilty lawbreakers, and the severity of the sentencing is death by punishment in a burning hell. The torments of hell are like a boiling cauldron in a furnace of fire, where lost souls are tossed about to and fro in the rising and descending flames. But God is a God of justice, and he must punish sin. When Christ was crucified on Calvary's cross, he hung there on that bloody cross to satisfy the law of God and to be a substitute for a poor sinner like me. And as the Roman soldiers fastened the Son of God to that ignoble cross, as they drove the nails into his innocent hands and feet, every stroke of the Roman's hammer was an explanation point that God must punish sin. God must punish sin. God must punish sin. Listen to me, friend. The prophet Isaiah declares in Isaiah the following. In Isaiah 57:20 we read, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. The fact is, most everyone goes to hell, and the few who make it to God's holy heaven are the ones who are born from above and washed in the blood. Repent before it's too late.